first hour, set the tone for the day, maybe?
You know, every time you put this microphone in front of me, you always answer with the correct words, and you're spot on again, Dave. You know, we did it tough early, and often if you don't do it right early, then things don't work out, and that's what happened. You know, we didn't start well with the new ball, and we bowled too many four balls. Consequently, then that we struggled to get momentum back, and they took it away from us and played well. I thought Jimmy Adams played exceedingly well. His concentration today for his innings was wonderful, and I thought, you know, a real opener's knock today, the way he's managed to scramble his runs whenever he could and hit the four balls, and he's played really, really well. But we made life a little bit easier for him, and it would have been nice to make batting a little bit harder, and we recognise that we've made a few mistakes early, and that's cost us, and we fought back hard. I think we kept going all the way through, and particularly the last session when it could have gone really wrong, but I thought we fought really hard. But if we're going to learn anything from today, we've got to start better.
Would you have batted had you won the toss?
We were going to bowl, funnily enough, and again, I'm being honest there, I'd like to say that we would have... It was a real tough 50-50 call, and all the bowlers fancied having a go. I actually, for an hour, I didn't realise that they'd won the toss and batted. But after the first couple of balls, I thought to myself, oh, this is flatter than I thought. But having said that, there was enough balls in it, and I think all our guys, they're man enough to accept that we could have done better today.
Yeah. I mean, the old man, Richo, ran in, didn't give too many away, but everybody else going for four and five and over, and they got 100 on the board almost before you'd started the game.
Yeah, I think you're right again there. You know, Alan's been wonderful once again, and for him to keep churning it out the way he does, it's just amazing, really. He's such a quality cricketer, and a delight to have on our side. Sadly, what we've got to do is the opposition know that, and the opposition, in many ways, try and play him out. They just think, well, if we can not get out to Richardson, then we've a chance of scoring good runs. And that's up to the rest of the guys to come to the party and play their part in the bowling unit. But I thought Moen did an excellent job today. You know, he had a couple of overs where he went for a few runs, but apart from that, I think he got three wickets on a, you know, day one of a wicket that's not turning. It was a really good effort from a spin bowler, and I thought he did really well. I thought Gareth in spells did quite well. But sadly, we just didn't quite bowl as a unit today, and that's cost us.
Mm. Moen came on, took a wicket, and then came off again. What was all that about? We were a bit puzzled about that. He bowled two overs, took his wicket, and then he came off.
You'd have to ask Mitch about that. I'm not even too sure myself, but I'll certainly go and ask him about that one if you want to know. And then I don't Twitter, but somebody can Twitter it.